Get special.
Somebody in Cuba is saying that our president lied in Copenhagen. Does it even matter? What were the top stories of 2009? We're going to talk about them. And they're saying it's a $100 million payoff for Senator Dodd. Boy, a lot of people are getting their Christmas presents early on the Hill, aren't they? Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of the show. We go coast to coast and everywhere in between. We bounce here and there, kind of like a Super Bowl. Remember those Super Bowls? You bounce them on the ground, but they never came straight back up at you. They were all over the place. That's what we affectionately call ultimate water cooler buzz here on the show. And we got a ton of it for you. In case you missed it, a new study out saying that a driver who texts is six times more likely to crash. Also, Diane Sawyer starts a new era on ABC's World News Tonight. So two ladies and one man. What does that make? The anchor team across the board for ABC, NBC, and CBS. But how many people are actually watching the evening news anymore? We were talking about Obama and other presidents and how you would grade them. Remember, it was Obama who gave himself a B+. Arnold Schwarzenegger, the governor of California, says that the B+ is wrong, that he should get an A. What is he talking about? We'll tell you what that's all about, too, somewhere in the mix here. Plus, we've got a candidate for the dungeon. It's almost a layup, but I don't know that you're going to guess who it is. And there's a sad story that we were talking about just the other day. Think of 32, you got the world by the tail, so to speak. You've been in a bunch of hit movies. You're making some good money. You seem like you're embracing what's going on in your world because she was photographed a lot. I'm talking about the actress from Clueless, Brittany Murphy, who you might have seen in 8 Mile, or she was Luann, the voice of Luann, if you know anything about some of the evening cartoons, and had appeared in just a ton of movies. It was a well-known actress, but not to the A+ level. In other words, she wasn't somebody like Julia Roberts, but she still was pretty well known. And her death, a little bit of a mystery now, shrouded in a little bit of secrecy. She had a massive heart attack at her Los Angeles home. The family is saying, look, she was sick days before her death, but what caused that? Her husband didn't want an autopsy performed, which, of course, always raises eyebrows. So they're not saying that there was foul play here, but what could have led to her death, there are suspicions, was over too much prescription drugs that were mixed incorrectly. It wouldn't be the first time that we've heard that story. Think of Heath Ledger. Of course, it's partly mixing in the sleeping thing. They haven't suggested that at this point, but it'll be interesting to see ultimately what they rule as to what happened in the death of Brittany Murphy, because you just don't think of somebody at 32 having a massive heart attack. Now, she looked really, really thin to me, so may have had something to do with that. I'm not sure. A lot of name-calling going on in the Hill as we bounce there. That is the top thing to talk about here right from the get-go. It was Senator Lindsey Graham who said, seedy Chicago politics is what passed the health care bill, while the Democrats are busy defending some of these backroom deals, because there really was a lot of deals in this one. I don't care what party you are. I don't care, where your ideologies lie. There's no question there were a lot of deals going on. I mentioned the payoff for Senator Dodd. I mean, every day it gets more intriguing. So here's what the deal is. A $100 million item, basically, for construction of a university hospital was put in that Senate health care bill at the request of the Connecticut senator, who is in a world of hurt when it comes to being reelected. The legislation basically leaves it up to the Health and Human Services Department to decide where the money should be spent, but Dodd hopes to claim it for the University of Connecticut. Thus, you know what? You'd win over a ton of people. Now, this provision is included in the 383-page series of changes to that health care bill that Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid outlined on Saturday. Scattered throughout are numerous items, let's say, that were asked for by individual senators, many of them directing money explicitly to programs or projects in their home states. So you cannot deny that this is backroom politics. Dodd is the great example. $100 million for a healthcare facility that would be providing research, inpatient care, outpatient, clinical services, all that sort of stuff. The money would cover 40% of the construction costs. So it's there. It's clear as day. You can see it when you look at it. But it's a question of finding what it is. And, of course, Dodd is the chairman of the Senate Banking Committee, and he wants a new term in 2010. But the polls so far are showing that he's in a very tight race. I'll tell you, I think 2010, for a lot of people, especially for those in the House, because all the seats are up, I think a lot of people are going to find themselves out of politics next time around, because we're on to them, right? Folks, aren't we on to what's going on in Washington? Now, anymore, you can just erase, you can almost erase the lines. That's why I keep saying you need a third party. You can erase the lines of Democrat, Republican, whatever. I mean, is there anybody, honestly, is there anybody in Washington who can say they're pure, who can say they're honest about what they're doing? In the case of healthcare, it was, hey, get it passed. So find out what they need, whether it's Landrieu in Louisiana or Nelson in Nebraska or Dodd in Connecticut, whoever it is, let's find out what they need, and we're going to work with them because we're going to make this happen. So whatever kind of deal we have to cut, we're going to put it in there. We're going to put their special need into the bill. It's going to be included in it. It's ridiculous. So, of course they say yes then. Are you kidding? I can go back and say, hey, we're going to get whatever amount of money for the University of Connecticut. We're going to be exempt from these expanding costs of Medicaid. I mean, it's a layup, but it's wrong. It's wrong. Give me the good old days of hanging out, drinking a beer, and arguing with the person next to you. Even if you completely disagreed on politics, you were arguing about specifically whatever the issue was. Now it's all about the deal. So I don't even think it's about the issue anymore. What can you give me? I'll give you what you want. I almost feel like I'm in a war room in the NFL. This is who we need on the line. This is the wide out we need. This is the quarterback we're looking for. Oh, yeah, if you happen to be able to have somebody good that we can stick on special teams, some up-and-comer that we can move into a different position, wouldn't that be great, too? I mean, that's what they do in the NFL on draft day. This is like a horrible version of draft day. I mean, only it affects every single one of us because these are the people who represent us. What is going on? Every day, something new is revealed about this health care bill. All right, we're going to let you hear what the Senate Majority Leader had to say as he was patting the AMA on the back. That's coming up around the bend here on ATN.
Yeah, I'm ready. Okay, yeah. Stop that. Oh, you're killing me. Oh, okay. They want me to dress up like Santa. My thoughts? What's this gonna prove? They want to remind you about the holiday special. So here it is. Buy a month's supply of Life Change Tea and get 2 extra weeks free. Get some free tea in the holiday spree.
Oh, my goodness.
Lose weight and don't become the size of Santa. Oh, who wrote this? Buy 1 month, get 2 weeks free. That's the best sale of the year. So go to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Come on, new people. 928-308-0408. And all of you that have ordered the tea, thank you for this year. We love you guys.
Yeah, we know. You love us too.
When the electricity goes out, how will you boil water, cook dinner, light your home, or get news reports? Most families are not prepared for even the shortest power outage due to hurricanes, tornadoes, ice storms, and so on. But you can prepare your family for emergencies and not spend a lot doing it with the amazing products from Carol Stove. CarolStove.com is a family preparedness website that has everything you will need in the event of emergency at big discounts. Kerosene stoves, lanterns, emergency radios, water filters, LED flashlights, and even an oven for baking. CarolStove.com is the largest selection of kerosene stoves on the internet. They even put together two family emergency kits at big discounts that include everything you'll need for the next extended blackout. With CarolStove.com's family emergency kits, you'll be able to cook, bake, light your home, make safe drinking water, and hear the news. And you'll be surprised how little you'll spend on Carol Stove's incredible products. For example, our most popular single burner stove starts at only $58. See our complete line of quality stoves and ovens at CarolStove.com. That's K-E-R-O-Stove.com. Keep cooking with CarolStove.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
You must be the change you wish to see in the world, boy. I can think of a lot of changes I would wish to see happen. One of them is the reversal of this health care situation. For once, I'm going to say I really, truly agree with Howard Dean. Kill the sucker. Harpoon it. It should not happen and go all the way through, although it's pretty obvious the handwriting's on the wall after this weekend. It's in. They are in like thin, as they say. I don't see anything changing here. In fact, it's now about praising the people who are jumping on board to say how great this healthcare reform is going to be. Here's a little snippet of Harry Reid giving praise to the AMA.
Doctors, nurses, medical professionals who know we need action. Not excuses anymore. Excuses are not going to work. You know, this legislation is not about politics or partisanship or some poll that appears in a newspaper someplace around the country. The legislation is really about people. Our guest today, Dr. Cecil Wilson, president-elect of the American Medical Association, knows this as well as anyone. He sees patients. Patients come to him are there to find out if there's things he can do to help them. He feels it every day. Dr. Wilson, to be president of this great organization, must have a distinguished service record, and he does. We appreciate his support, not only as a doctor of medicine, but his contributions to the military, where he was a flight surgeon. For us to get the support of the American Medical Association is really important, and really makes us who have worked on this so long have a little bit of humility. In fact, a lot of humility. In the last several days, we've also received support from other organizations. Heart Association, American Diabetes Association, American Hospital Association, Federation of American Hospitals, American Cancer Society, AARP. Notice I pronounced it right today. Each of these organizations know the cost of inaction is too high.
All right, the cost of action is too high. Think about that. The cost of the wrong action is too high in the reverse, I think, to the American people, but it's too late. I mean, this is a train that is going all the way downhill, and I'm just so worried ultimately. You know, I might not be looking in the mirror a year from now and say, wow, I remember talking about this, and now look at it. Look at my bill. Look what's happening. I might not be saying that a year from now, but I guarantee you things will change in a couple of years after that. See, that's, you initially, it happens, but then there's that delayed reaction because you're not going to see it, feel it, touch it right away. It's going to take a couple of years to kick in, and then you're going to realize, oh, I really did get screwed on that, didn't I? And I have, like I say, I have looked at this from all angles. And do I think that we need healthcare reform? Let me be the first person to say, oh, yeah, absolutely. But erasing the state lines and creating the competition would have been a great step in the right direction. Also, the malpractice insurance, which is out of control, dialing that back a notch, that would have been something that we would have seen that would have made changes that would have affected, I think, people. Now the way it stands, boy, oh, boy, again, and because the Congressional Budget Office can't do that. They can't really. It's a guesstimate. I'll keep using that word because that's what it is. They can't tell you how your premiums are going to change. And I keep going back to the premiums because I'm going back to the people who are already covered. If you're not covered, well, we already know. If you're not covered and you don't want to be covered, you're stuck too because you're going to be forced to, with a gun to your head, to get the coverage. If you don't, you're going to have to sit there with a calculator and add up, do I want to pay a fine, get taxed, have the IRS on my back, down my throat about not having health care, so I've got to pay this penalty, or do I, now I'm forced to get health insurance even though I really don't feel like I want it or need it. I mean, that's what it's going to boil down to for those people. But the premium, the people who have the premiums already, the people who are already in the game, oh, you are in for a wicked ride. Guarantee it. I'd love to come on the airwaves 4 years from now and say, hey, I'm going to get Donovan, because I know for sure he's going to still be here working at GCN. He'll probably own the place by then. So I'm going to say, go into the vault and see if we can find this show. And then, I mean, I will eat crow on the air. I'll do it, so to speak. I will. I'll do it. But I guarantee that's not going to be the case. And we have seen this before where, you know, even in Medicaid, completely off at how much it was going to cost. Where does the money come from? It ultimately is going to have to come from taxation. I mean, it has to. The premiums, whatever, it's got to be passed on. Got to be passed on. All right, let's jump off healthcare for a second, which, by the way, you can still weigh in on all the shenanigans that are going on in Washington. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. You want some good news? Let me give you some good news. The silver lining from the FBI. You've got high unemployment. The economy is down, down, down. These are signs, obviously, of a recession. But usually when this happens, you'll see crime will shoot up. Well, the FBI is saying, the figures that they've put together, that for the first 6 months of 2009, crime actually was falling across the country. Because traditionally it would be the opposite. So the police were stymied by this. A lot of the experts, they expected crime to rise because you have that pressure of unemployment and foreclosures and layoffs. But murder and manslaughter, for example, dropped 10%. That's a big number for the first half of the year. I mean, an incredibly remarkable decline over the, now 10% to be sustained over the entire year. Once they've got all those numbers in, that would be even bigger. And what are the explanations for it? That nobody's, you know, since so many people are in the same situation, we're all commiserating together. And in large cities like L.A. and Chicago and New York, the numbers are down. I mean, really, really down. Violent crime fell by 4.4%. Property crimes, this is a big one. Because who wants to be burglarized? Who wants to be scared to death, a window cracking, come in, see things shattered around their house? Nothing like that kind of violation, right? Property crimes have dropped by 6.1%. Yeah. And this is the weird thing. In fact, I was talking to somebody who sells alarms for a living. And they were telling me, you know, just 5-6 months ago how, oh, this is just the great time for the alarm systems, you know, because crime goes up and you can't get enough protection, and this is the perfect time to be selling the alarm systems. Well, obviously that didn't work out, because the FBI is saying they haven't seen crime rates this low, and this is a crazy number, since the 60s. Yeah. And we peaked out. I guess the needle really peaked out in 1990. I don't know, maybe there's something to that. Hey, why rip off other people because everybody's in the same situation? I'm not going to hit up this neighborhood because they probably don't have anything either. So forget about it. And maybe if there's that perception that, oh, the juices are flowing and going, people are making big money, but because it's across the board so bad for so many people, maybe that's what it is. And this is weird, too. Car thefts, you know, ripping off those cars, dropping big time, 19%. I gotta say, I mean, to all those people listening to us in Minnesota in the audience, you gotta be loving this. This is big news. I mean, this is worthy of some applause. Isn't it? Yeah. That's great. So, better chance that you won't be burglarized, you won't have your car ripped off. Wonder what gives. Why do you think the crime rates are down? 800-259-5791. Dungeon coming up next.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com, or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Nothing you can sing that can't be sung. Nothing you can say, but you can learn how to play the game. It's easy. Nothing you can make that can't be made.
Yeah, we're all looking for a little love, especially these days, but we got a little when it came to crime figures anyway. It's nice to see those numbers down as I went through them, the burglaries, etc. Shocking. Cars. Ever had a car stolen? Anybody out there ever had a car stolen? I did. Oh, it's the worst. I don't know if I ever told this story on the air. I'll just tell it to you briefly. You know, it's like anything in life. You just never think something like that can happen to you. And I was living in California, and I was in Santa Maria, California, at a YMCA event. And I was helping them. I was doing a charity thing. And you put your handbags in the kitchen, and they had all, everybody's stuff was in there. And apparently somebody that was working it got into my bag, and while we were at the event, went into the lot, found the car. And it was a, I don't even remember what it was. I think it was a, I want to say it was a Chevy, a nice Chevy, though. But it wasn't, you know, a Mercedes or some BMW or whatever, some super high-end car. It was a nice car. And they stole it. They took off with it. And so I come out. I'm looking around like I'm crazy. Wow, I can't find this car. I am looking high and low and everywhere in between. I cannot find this car. Where's this car? And finally, I mean, I realize it's gone. It's stolen. And, of course, I knew all the people in town. Right away, the police are talking to me, guys I knew, actually. And guess what? They eventually find the car. But they find the car maybe 2 weeks later. And it was just, they were off in a joyride with it, had done a little damage to it. And so upshot is I ended up getting something else and whatever. And I had people that, you know, helped me. But what a shocker that is when you realize your car is stolen. I don't know if you've ever experienced that moment. Anybody listening to me in New York or Illinois or anywhere, ever have that happen to you? You go out and you come back into a lot and the car is just gone. I mean, it's gone. And that night I was tired. I was dragging. I was helping them. And it was a long day for me. So I just wanted to get in the car and go. And I didn't even have far to go, a couple of miles. But I wasn't going to do it in that car anymore because it was gone. It was stolen. I mean, it's easy to laugh about it now, but boy, it was not funny at the time, let me tell you. Don in Wyoming. Hey, how are you, Don?
I missed this, Kate. Your car got stolen?
Yeah, I was talking about the FBI had these statistics, and they said that auto thefts are down like 19%. Normally, crime, when times are tough, is on the rise, but crime across the board has actually been down. And so I said, you know, it's good that nobody's stealing cars or whatever, and I asked it, you know, throughout, had anyone ever had their car stolen? And this isn't recently, but when I was in California, I was at a charity event. Somebody got a hold of the keys where everybody had put their bags, because I was helping them. I was working the event for them, trying to help them raise money, and came out, and the car was gone. I mean, Don, I thought I was crazy. I was looking everywhere like, wow, I must have really forgot where I parked, but it was stolen.
You never got it back?
I did after a couple of weeks. It was damaged a little bit because they had gone joyriding it and stuff, and they called me and they found it. But, boy, that's a shocking feeling. Have you ever had a car stolen?
I had an older car of mine stolen.
Mm.
Edged by a bunch of young kids and actually got it back. It was pretty much in the same shape. They didn't crash it or anything. But,
That's good.
But it was kind of stupid to see them go to juvie, you know, the juvie for stealing a car. You know, of course, you know, sometimes I look at cars and I go, well, we used to ride horses, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know what they do to you if you stole horses, right?
Shoot you or hang you.
Yeah. And you're right on the trees. Imagine
yeah, no
that
kidding.
Was still in cars. But, yeah, you know, it's interesting. Most crime's down most everywhere, which, you know, that's been a big question. It's bucking the trend that, you know. So it makes you kind of wonder if it's just a bunch of bunk. The economy is not as bad a shape as the government's leading on, you know.
Yeah, well, so, what is the reason for that? Why are the numbers so down? I said, yeah, that's one theory, that maybe it's not as bad as they say. Or are people just so, everybody's in the same boat, or they're just saying, why, I'm not going to steal from this guy. Everybody in the whole block is this way.
Well, you know, one of the other things is cars have got at least with automobiles being stolen, you know, there's, you know, tracking devices on them now.
Sure.
The security for them is a lot stronger, and a lot of people like me use the club and other devices to, you know, help, you know, so people don't
persuade them. Yeah.
Right, you know, but anyway, though, so it looks like a couple senators were for sale there.
I know,
and,
it's crazy.
And they've passed it in the Senate, but I don't understand how they think it's going to get done Christmas Eve. They've got to marriage the two bills together still from the Senate and the House, and I don't, a whole bunch of the guys that have voted in the Senate, at least, for you know, say yes to the bill, Senate bill, or said completely no to the bill coming out from the House, and so I just don't see how they're going to get this done in 4 days. And you know, it really is. It's just starting to show the selfish egos that are being portrayed in Washington, you know, because I said we're going to get it done by this date, and we're going to get it done, you know, just act like they're the boss or something like that, and they're big ego, you know?
Right, exactly.
And, no, not the fact that, you know, what they're passing through could in a sense, you know, destroy the whole system. You know, it's interesting. I heard a comment today. A lady called into a show I was listening to, and she said that, you know, they 4 or 5 years ago, and this was under, you know, Bush, they were telling banks and Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, loan, just keep passing loans. We've got to get people to buy these homes. And, you know, we've been talking about 5 years now, Kate, and I told you back then I thought the economy was going too fast, you know. It was going way too, you know, and it was growing too fast. And you know, they were building people into houses that shouldn't have been getting home loans. Mm-hmm. And as it turned out, you know, those people bucked on their loans, and the banks, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, took a big dive. And, of course, you know, supposedly that's what's stimulated this recession that we're in. And so the point was, it was the government that was telling them to do it. So now you've got the government telling the healthcare providers, the insurance companies, that you have to take people even if they've got pre-existing conditions. You have to do this and you have to do that. And so it'll be interesting to see if the exact same thing happens where, you know, healthcare ends up going, you know, belly up or whatever, and causing even a bigger recession or a problem with the economy.
Well, you know what? I had this conversation. You're not gonna believe it. My mother flew into town, and it's a long story, but I had to get in line to mail something for her, and the post office was crowded, and the guy behind me starts talking to me. He said exactly the same thing you said to me right here on the airwaves. Are we going to be saying down the road, look what's happened now with healthcare is tanking us even worse? And I think you're right. I think sadly, that's exactly what's going to happen if we proceed down this path.
And the other thing is that I did hear today that the AMA, the American Medical Association, has jumped on with the Senate bill, not the bill coming out of the House. And so, and like we said, we talked, I think, Friday about it, Kate, or Thursday. If there's no help, government sponsored health care, mm-hmm. Okay, and there's no, there's a couple of things. So what were we talking about? It was the 55 year old buy in on Medicaid or whatever. Uh-huh. I mean, what is this bill exactly doing? I mean, you know, it's. I mean, I don't know that it's resolving the problem, except maybe it's saying, hey, everybody has to have insurance, and they're going to legally force people to buy it. And that's probably something they should have done a long time ago. You know, and say, hey, you know, you guys got to, people, everybody's got to have health insurance, and everybody's got to pay. They do that with auto insurance, you know, okay? They're like, you know, I guess there are a few people who drive around without, they're idiots who drive around without car insurance. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's pretty much, if you have an automobile, most states, it's required by law that you have, you know, have auto insurance, because, you know, you can cause serious injury to somebody. And so it's basically, I would say, the same thing to healthcare. You know, you might be the healthiest person in the world. You never know what's going to happen. You know, I mean, some accident, or you fall off a ladder or something, or. You never know when something's going to happen, something stupid.
I agree with that in theory, but God, do you want the government telling you you have to have health insurance? I don't know. There's something about that is just inherently wrong, though, Don. I mean, that you're threatened. And I agree with you. I mean, in one sense, I agree. But in another sense, to have the government forcing you to do that and saying, well, screw you, if you don't have health insurance, we're going to tax you, ooh.
Well, I don't know that it has to come down. I guess part of the problem is they're just trying to, they want people to have health insurance and make it affordable, but we've already talked about the 48 million people.
Right.
Half of them are people who just keep things and don't want to pay, like
you're
everybody
right.
else does.
You're right. They don't want to pay, and that's what the big difference is. it's not examining who doesn't have it across the board. Don, as always, entertaining. You drive safely, my friend. All right, coming up on the flip side, President Obama calls for cost cutting. We'll talk about it.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help. And we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
But before we open the gates and lock the door, let's go to Washington for something different. The president was talking about cost cutting. What does he mean? He's pretty explicit. Here is a little snippet of that.
When we face not only a fiscal crisis, but also a host of difficult challenges as a nation, business as usual in Washington just won't cut it. We need a government that's more efficient, that's more effective, and far more fiscally responsible. In the long run, we can't continue to spend as if deficits don't have consequences, as if waste doesn't matter, as if the hard-earned tax dollars of the American people can be treated like monopoly money. That's what we've seen time and time again. Washington's become more concerned about the next election than the next generation. It's put off hard choices, spending bill after spending bill, budget after bloated budget. I'm proud to announce today that we are on track to meet our goals. 24 departments have identified more than $19 billion in savings for this year alone. And this is only the latest example. At my very first cabinet meeting, I directed every secretary to join us in scouring the budget line by line to find ways to make government more efficient and less wasteful. Together, we identified more than 100 programs to scale back or end completely, as well as other ways to cut costs, finding $17 billion in savings so far. The United States Senate knocked down a filibuster aimed at blocking a final vote on health care reform and scored a big victory for the American people.
Yeah, big victory, huh? That remains to be seen. You know my thoughts on that. We were just talking about it, Don and I. You can always weave those in here on ATN, 800-259-5791. But, I mean, it's almost a layup to do this. It really is, with all these deals that are going on in Washington. But I think the more I specifically hear about this one, the more furious I become. And the more doubtful I become about any of these politicians. Like I said, I don't care what party they're representing, or moderate, conservative, whatever. I mean, throw the labels out. Forget about with everything that's happening. So Nebraska's Senator Nelson is starting to feel the heat, is starting to get the backlash for his flip-flop on his vote. And he certainly has the right to change his mind, but it's specifically the fact that he held out and got what he wanted to get. I mean, that's what the deal is. And in case you don't know, I know I mentioned this on a previous show, but I want to make sure that you're aware of what happened here. Of course, they're happy about it in Nebraska. In fact, the Republican governor is elated over the expanded Medicaid costs in this proposed Senate health care overhaul bill that will cover his state's $45 million share over a decade. I would be, too. Of course. And what happened was the governor contacted, apparently, Nelson, Senator Nelson, and said, "Poof, you know, this federal mandate that's going to stress our budget. I mean, this is a killer. We need to do something about this. Something has to happen." I mean, you know, and so, of course, it's bad news for Nebraska, right, if they have to pay. But Nebraskans get a deal where they don't have to pay. So it's good news for them. What about the rest of us? What about every other state that is going to have to pay for this and eat the money on it? Because you're not going to get that increase that they're going to get, because it's across the board. You know, they're getting this across the board. So they're going to have to pay their share. And so in the meantime, the senator has, who was the 60th vote, essentially, that advanced the legislation, what he got for Nebraska in finally agreeing to support the overhaul bill is the fact that, you know, he got the money for the state, obviously, to cover the costs there and beyond. And then he also, he was definitely taking a hard line against abortion. So now what's happened is, because they tweaked the health care reform proposal in the Senate, that it would be basically states deciding on the funding, whether that would fund abortion. So that's great. And that you can pin that on Nelson, too. I mean, this is stunning. Stunning. I mean, what a compromise. Compromising the abortion language after he was saying how he was adamant about that. I mean, this was his issue. That's a big you go out on that limb and you say that, and then you pull back when it's convenient, because now you've got this gimmicky thing that lets the taxpayers decide, or act basically the states decide, if they're subsidizing abortions in the states, in the state that they're in. I mean, come on, give me a break. You can't go there. If you are hard on that issue, whichever way. I mean, if you were the opposite way, it would be the same thing. All of a sudden, you flip-flop on that? Come on. So I haven't done this previously, but I think the more I hear about it, the more I see from Ben Nelson, the more I am positive we need to put him in the dungeon. So, Donovan, without further ado, let's shove him in.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Ah!
Like I said, hey, Nebraskans, at least they don't have to worry about paying for that Medicaid stuff. Because as they get that, as more people expand into that population, and you're talking about, like I said, 45 million, it's over a decade, they don't have to worry about it. Completely covered. The rest of us, I think, you know what we have to do is, and I don't want this show to be all doom and gloom. It's, I don't want it to feel that way. But I'm just saying, underneath your bed, start, you know those jars? You start putting more money in those jars. That's what you're going to have to do that. Or gold. Whatever you've got, start putting it in the jars. Because you may need it. Often we talk about Mother Nature, and because so many other things are going on, I haven't gone in this direction. But while we were sleeping, yeah, almost all of the 47,000 people living on the slopes of a rumbling volcano right there in central Philippines moved to shelters. You had lava, you had earthquakes happening on Tuesday. I mean, it could be a major eruption. Low clouds basically shot out that visibility, but it was smoldering. Mayon, that's what it's, 8,070-foot Mayon towering over coconut farms and rice paddies in the Albay provinces, specifically where it is. And they're saying hazardous eruptions could happen today or in the next few days. That's what the chief state volcanist is saying, that an eruption might not happen. They don't have any gauge for this. There is not 100% accuracy on this. There were ash columns. You could see that, and you had the quakes. And because of that, what had to happen is you've got this raging volcano. You certainly can't stay near the Mayon volcano because it could erupt. You've got lava oozing out. I mean, if the people are safe, it's good. But can you imagine seeing this? If they had this big, huge eruption, 45,000 people, and they're living in this five-mile area, basically. So they move them in army trucks into school buildings and gymnasiums and all over the place. And basically they're on mats, and they've got food supplies that'll last them all the way through Christmas. Then you've got about 2,000 farmers and families on the edge of the exclusion zone, they call it, that have evacuated their houses too, but they just returned to check on the livestock and the vegetable farms. And you've got police and the army patrolling in the area, and scientists, they actually have a level for this. They raise the alert level to one step below a hazardous eruption. The only higher level is when a major eruption is right in the middle of progress. So you got red hot lava flows that have reached 3 miles from the crater. You got booming and rumbling sounds. Sounds like a movie. Like I said, can you imagine what it must feel like to be near there and to be hearing this? And there have been eruptions in the last years in the past. Like 2006, I think, was the last time they had it. They had to move people then. But in 93, they had one that killed 79 people. So the people in that area near Mayon, near that volcano, know anything can happen. I mean, they've had some really destructive ones. If you go back in history, whew, volcanoes. Ooh, flying over top of one, watching that lava. It is a pretty sight, as long as nobody gets hurt. Shoot me an email, americatonight.net.
Holy shnikes.